Hello, everybody. This is Keith Pannell. Welcome to the first episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century. And it's part of the celebration of the 100-year anniversary, or birthday, should I say, of the University of Texas at El Paso. So to kick off this series, we have the president of the University of Texas at El Paso, Dr. Diana Natalicio. And so, Diana, welcome to the centennial year.
Thank you. It's great to have arrived at the centennial year.
So tell us, what's your concept of why research is important, not just in general, but particularly for this institution?
Well, I think when 25 years ago we started looking at our role as a public university in a region that had been historically undereducated, we talked a lot about creating access and affordability for people in this region so that more of them would pursue higher education. And immediately began to realize that access came with a responsibility on the part of the institution to offer excellence as well, because excellence is going to determine the quality of the degree that a student leaves this institution with and their future competitiveness with young people from universities across not only this country now, but across the world. And so what does excellence mean? Well, it means high-quality academic programs. It means having faculty members who are not only teaching what they learned, but also actively learning more. And doing research is, of course, a big part of that. So we simultaneously focused on improving our access by reaching out to school districts and to the community college and trying to build ties with the schools that were feeding us their graduates, but also we focused a great deal on excellence, and that meant recruiting highly competitive faculty, that meant building facilities, getting instrumentation that we didn't have.
And this is right across the board. This isn't just research like test tubes and big instruments in engineering and science, but it goes across the board. And it also involves at this institution, more than perhaps a lot of others at this level, undergraduates in the groups doing the research.
Well, and that's the very point. You want to ensure that the young people who have access to UTEP have access to all that UTEP has to offer, and UTEP had to offer a lot more than we were offering in those early days. One important point here is when we were designated as an emerging research university, and we began our pursuit of Tier 1, there were a lot of people in the community who believed that this would mean that we would essentially isolate ourselves, become a kind of an ivory tower, and ignore our access commitment. It was quite a shock to me to have people come up and say, does this mean that my grandson won't be able to go to UTEP because you're going to be a Tier 1 university?
And Tier 1, just for the listener, simply means it's a certain category. You have to have a certain number of PhDs produced, a certain amount of research money coming in, but it designates those special universities which are covering all the bases.
Correct. It means that you're playing in an arena that major research universities play in. That's all it really means.
Well, for the rest of the year, there are going to be many episodes of this program where you're going to hear faculty members who are reaching that goal, and it's going to be a really entertaining year. So I'd like to thank you, Diana Natalicio, for kicking off this series.
Thank you for inviting me to do so. Research at UTEP is thriving, and we're very, very proud of the work we're doing.
Join me for the next 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century. This is Keith Pannell. Thank you.